Hello, friends. Dr. Robertson here, your Marriage Mirror pastor. Grateful for the opportunity of sharing this marriage-transforming reminder to prepare you for your discussion. Please remember, our marriage is far more than a contract or personal happiness. It is that, but much more. It is a sacred covenant designed by God to mirror His faithful, lifelong love for you. Your relationship provides a unique opportunity to honor God by reflecting the character of Jesus Christ to your spouse. When couples view their communication as a ministry that reflects Jesus to one another, their relationship is strengthened and God is glorified. Reflecting Christ's likeness is the hidden key to marital success, but we cannot achieve Christ's likeness on our own. This transformation is a work of the Holy Spirit who dwells in every believer. When we rely on the Spirit, He produces supernatural fruit such as agape love, patience, kindness, peace, and a long temper, enabling us to move beyond natural selfishness and extend mercy even in the most difficult circumstances. The basis for how you treat your spouse is rooted in how God has treated you. God provides you with an unconditional personal love that does not depend on your performance or your deserving it. Instead, He gets us what we need rather than what we deserve. Spouses are called to be conduits of this grace, reflecting God's love most clearly when their partner least deserves it. This includes the biblical mandate for husbands to love their wives as Christ loved the church, and for both partners to submit to one another in love. When there is failure, there must be forgiveness. Forgiveness is required by Scripture and is considered essential for a fulfilling marriage. In the biblical context, to forgive means to cancel a debt, choosing voluntarily not to require payment for past wrongs. It is often an act of the will rather than an emotion. This is what Jesus has done for us. A powerful example is Holocaust survivor Corrie ten Boom. She stood face to face with a former Nazi guard responsible for immense suffering in the death camp where her sister died. When this man asked her for forgiveness, her heart felt cold, but she prayed, "Lord, I can't forgive him. Help me." As she took his hand, the Spirit enabled her to say, "I forgive you, brother, with all my heart." As Corrie taught for the rest of her life, forgiveness is an act of the will, and the will can function regardless of the temperature of the heart. Finally, God encourages you to rebound and keep moving forward, refusing to allow past failure to produce guilt for sin that God has already forgiven. By tapping into God's power and walking by the Spirit, you can manifest the character of Christ and build a stronger, more fulfilling home. Congratulations on a wonderful new beginning in your relationship. Now, I'm going to read the covenant vow that secures a productive environment for your discussion. Listen closely, and when prompted, please answer in unison by saying, "I do," or "I will." Do you pledge to honor the Lord and one another as you look into your marriage mirror? Do you commit to listening with a heart of understanding and to speak with respect and to respond with love, trusting that the Holy Spirit can make possible even that which seems impossible? Kindly respond by saying, "I do," or "I will." Your commitment is affirmed. Now, before looking at your assessment results, take a few minutes to affirm one another by sharing a few compliments you've thought about. Sharing these compliments creates a warm climate and grounds your discussion in gratitude and love. Relax, take your time, focus entirely on your partner, and when you have both shared, sincerely thank each other. Now, pause this message to share your compliments, then press play when you're ready for us to close with a prayer of blessing. Lord, I lift up this couple as they prepare to discuss their results. I ask for your peace to fill the room they are in right now. Help them to speak with honesty and to listen to one another with curiosity. We invite the Holy Spirit to give them ears to hear and the grace to see their blind spots, not as obstacles, but as opportunities for your transformation. May the words they share be like honey, sweet to the soul, and healthy for their relationship. Amen. You are ready to start your discussion.